Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We also have John Senning making his life-changing lemonade. We like to bust John's beanbags a little bit. And, you know, last year he was near tears when we dissected his lemonade. I make no bones about it. We almost had him crying.
Yes, but it all worked out for him because he joined our show.
Right.
We knew that he could take a lemonade beating.
Yeah, he took a lemonade beatdown like nobody's business last year. Now, I hope that this year John learned a lesson and did not put any pickle juice in any of the lemonades.
Oh, I forgot he did that last year.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. My stomach is still complaining.
All right, so we've got a pink and a yellow lemonade, John.
Okay, here we go. We have one pink and one yellow.
Fresh squeezed lemonade?
Fresh squeezed lemonade.
That's a lie. There's no pulp, no seeds, no nothing. That's a lie.
I ran it through a thing.
A sifter,
they use it, yeah.
A colander?
Yes. I made this at home. The pink is going to be a little bit lighter, a little fresher, with just a hint of sweetened. And the regular yellow lemonade is tart. Going to be tart and much sweeter.
Okay.
Are we doing both for tomorrow? We're going to pick if we're going to do yellow or pink.
I mean,
So exciting.
If I get a say for myself, I would prefer that we only do one of them.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I want to make things easy for you.
What's...
No, I do. I really do. I don't want you freaking out again. Like, you're on my show now. Last year, I didn't care if you cried and left the company. This year, you're on my show, so now I care. You'd have to find somebody to take your place. And no one's going to bring to the table the kind of content that you bring to the table. There is no you out there.
Thanks, man.
That's one of the highest compliments I could possibly pay you.
Thank you. We have to check up on how his unit's doing lately.
Yeah, how's your penis?
It's the same.
I've thought about this last night as I was about to fall asleep. Not your penis.
You're thinking about my penis.
No.
You fell asleep.
But I will pay whatever doctor visit you need to take care of. I want you in solid reproductory and urinary shape, and I will, I'm fortunate enough to be blessed to make a comfortable living. You don't have sufficient health care. I'll fund it for you.
Is that because you want my penis in fine working order for Saturday night when we hang out?
No, I don't care about that. Your penis won't be anywhere near me. I just, for your girlfriend, for you, I want you to not have to stress out about the working order of your penis anymore.
I'm going to give it another day. If I wake up feeling the way that I felt this morning and yesterday, then I will, I'll definitely head to the doctor.
All right, well, just, you know, please take me up on that.
I will.
Are you trying the lemonade already? There was going to be no consultation at all between...
I actually tried it the second he brought it in.
Okay.
I mean, what do you think? I mean...
Which ones did you try?
I've tried both so far.
Oh, my God.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's damn good.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if he just loaded it up with sugar. I mean, last year it was flat, and then it was gross. He gave it to us 3 or 4 times last year.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, as much as I would love to give him a beatdown, it's almost perfection.
I've had a year to reflect on the pain that you guys caused me and the amount of work that I put into that lemonade. So I wasn't going to bring anything in here that wasn't top-notch, to say the least.
Why are you hesitant to try it?
No, I just wanted to give it the proper dramatic buildup.
I mean, like I said, I would love to tell him how awful this is and make him cry, but it's...
All right. Which do you think I should try first, the tart or the sweet, the yellow or the pink?
Well, I like a nice light lemonade, so I'm personally, you know, go for the pink, but I don't know what you're into.
Well, I'd like to try the tart first, because if I try the sweet first, then the tart will be even tartar, and I don't like it that much, that tart.
Did you run this by anybody else, John? Did you have anybody else taste test this, or just this is us, the first one?
Are we the canaries in the coal mine, if you will?
I'm the only one who's tasted it.
What a great reference that was.
Oh, gosh.
I'd just like to self-flagellate real quick. Well, you got somebody on the hotline who tried the lemonade?
Man, this is tomorrow. I think we raised $4,000 last year for pickles and lemonade between 2 and 6.
That's right.
With this lemonade, we might look at $6,000.
Okay, so while I try this lemonade, since we are the canaries in the coal mine, I'm going to play one of my favorite Police songs from the album Zenyatta Madada. It's Canary in a Coal Mine. 102.5 The Bow.
There's a weird aftertaste, but that's the worst thing about it. And like that's not even that bad.
A weird aspartame aftertaste?
That might be what it is, yeah.
Is there artificial sweetener in here?
No, I actually used stevia, which is very,
okay,
I think it's good. Better than sugar.
Yeah, no, it is. That's one of the better.
They paid for stevia? They gave you your card for stevia?
Well, I mean, I don't tell them what I buy. I just go and I buy the supplies that I need to make the life-changing lemonade that people have come to know and love and expect.
Okay. All right. Here comes the tart one first. The off yellow. Almost the same color as
yeah,
goo.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's good. It's not overly tart. It's just got a little bit of a bite to it, but okay. It's good lemonade.
Better than last year, right?
Light years ahead of last year.
This actually has some bite to it.
Yeah, it has that one thing that last year's did not have, and that is flavor. So this is
that's called lemons. I used a lot of lemons.
It really shows.
And to give you an idea, I've been working on this at home.
It shows. The effort. Yeah, I can taste the effort.
I've been whipping up small batches regularly.
He's been taking pictures and sending them to me.
Okay, so now I'm going to try the pink, which is the sweeter of the two lemonades. What gave it the pink hue? Did you grind up little bugs? Because that's what they do with the with Ruby Red. I don't know if you know that.
No.
I used grenadine.
I forget the name of the of what they call it, because if they called it ground up bugs, you wouldn't drink it. But with any drink that has a pinkish hue, there's a bug that gives off a pinkish hue when they grind it, and that's what makes the pink and Ruby Red and other. I know all kinds of stuff like that, like fake calamari is bung.
I do know that from listening to the show.
And vanilla flavor comes from the anal glands of the beaver.
That's not true. You just have an anti-vanilla agenda.
No. Artificial vanilla flavor comes from the anal gland of a beaver. I forget what it's called. Castoreum, I think.
How did they discover that you could get artificial vanilla from there?
By accident. There was a guy who went face first into a beaver from behind, which is fun to do, in case, except for the view. The view is horrible. All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh,
sorry. I almost knocked my cup over.
I got
so excited.
The pink has a distinctive different taste to it.
Well, like I said, it's a different recipe. It could be the grenadine. I'm not sure. But it also, I used less sugar. Like, I wanted that one to be light and fresh tasting. That's what I wanted.
You succeeded. You achieved your goal.
Maybe we beat him down so much last year that now he's delivering us A-plus quality lemonade. Just what we wanted.
I would consider the pink to be maybe more of a lemon agua fresca, if you will.
Yeah, I will. Let me try the agua fresca un mas. Tiempo.
It's good lemonade music.
Well, I chose the music of Robert Nesta Marley because he did pass away today in history. Year? What year? What year did Bob Marley lose his life to a tumor in the brain?
Oh, wow.
92.
Incorrect. Well before that.
82.
Very close. 81.
Damn! Damn!
The world lost not just a musician, but in my opinion, a prophet, a poet, a humanitarian, and quite possibly one of the most positive influences in my entire life, Bob Marley.
You getting an aftertaste with that?
Yeah, the pink has a...
Yeah.
The pink gives me a little something after.
Well, that's probably the lemon. There's real lemon in it. Like the dish that I have it in, there's real lemon. And I know that there can be some bitterness from the peel.
You know what? They can wash that down tomorrow with some pickles. So if there's a little aftertaste, you get some chilled dill pickles, boom, it's gone.
I mean, if I'm forced to choose between the two right now, I'm choosing the traditional yellow. If I'm forced to.
I like the pink one better.
Say, I can't help but notice the hotline is illuminated right now. Is that Seth's wife, Phoebe, on the hotline?
Yes, it is.
Phoebes, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. To what do we owe the pleasure of your phone call today?
So listen, I know that snitches get stitches, but I saw John in the break room with Country Time Lemonade. So that is not homemade lemonade.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. You saw him with, you saw him with what?
Yeah, he said he's been working on it at home, which may not be a lie, but whatever he gave you today, he mixed in the break room.
Wait, what about the grenadine, John?
There's no grenade. Is this
Country Time?
This is bull. Country Time Lemonade.
Did you mix up some powder and water?
I wasn't doing that again this year. I wasn't going to work on it for hours. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it.
We're going to pour this on you.
You lied to us about making lemonade when all you did was buy Country Time?
Did you add stevia?
Did you do anything other than open up the powder and just pour it in there? Phoebe, thank you so much. Otherwise, I would have been sitting. I would have continued to.
Did you really have to call and tell? Couldn't you just told them later?
Yeah, Phoebe, you love John. She told me last night that John. The first thing she said to me when I walked in the door was, "John is great radio." And did you feel like this would make great radio, even though you're throwing John under the bus in the process?
Well, yes. You know, I really like John, and I'm very concerned about his private area right now. But I just couldn't. It's for the kids, and he's lying about lemonade. I was listening, and I had to call. I'm really sorry, John. I really like you. But, I mean, come on, dude.
Was he at least aggressively mixing the Country Time lemonade like it was real, or there was no aggressive mix?
Well, he was doing it as quietly as he could when I crept in to get some to refill my water bottle. So I don't think there was anything aggressive about that.
What do you think?
I would rather have last year's horrible lemonade than be lied to about this year's manufactured, counterfeit, artificial
garbage. Do you know how much time over the past 2 years that I put into making lemonade and you guys literally crapped all over it both times?
So here's how that goes. Hey, listen, guys, you were really hard on me last year and it made me feel like my efforts were futile. This year, I'm just going to buy some Country Time. Oh, sure, John.
No, that's not how it would have went.
John, are you busy at home not going to the doctor to where you actually couldn't make the lemonade yourself this year?
No, it's not a matter of, it's not a matter of being too busy. It's a matter of I literally, the last 2 years, spent an entire day's worth of time mixing lemons, squeezing lemons, having people all around the building try it, and bringing it in for you guys to try, and you've literally crapped on it every year when I've been trying to do something that I thought was nice. So I just whipped it up this year. And does it really matter?
Hey, look what it says on Bone TV. John lied about his lemonade recipe. That's a nice caption, Joe. Well done.
And I'm not going to lie. One of them's Country Time and one of them's just from the bottle.
Oh, my God.
Phoebe, thank you, truth teller. I really, I feel like you really went to bat for us this time. I know you like John. And I know it hurt you to throw him under the bus. But, God, I feel so lied to.
Hey, listen, I'm a whistleblower, and when I saw something I wasn't a fan of, I had to say something.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, John, it is illegal to get retribution on a whistleblower, so don't get vindictive. And,
I don't even know what to say
right
now.
Lash out on Phoebe right now.
I don't even
Well, Phoebe, thank you. Keep up the great work over there on Hot 101.5, and thank you once again for being the voice of truth in a universe of lies.
Thanks so much. I've got weekend tickets coming up in like 15 minutes.
All right, get out of here with that. So do we.
Man, dude.
I don't know if this is our fault, though. I don't know if we drove.
Yeah, that's true. I was just thinking the same thing. First, I was really mad at him, and then I was mad at us for making him feel like he had to do this.
And I'm not going to lie. I would have bet you money that nobody saw me, let alone her.
She did.
Did you make fake lemonade because Drew made you get his lunch today? Or had you already conspired to make the fake lemonade before the lunch pickup?
Oh, wait, don't answer that. Micah's here with lemonade from scratch. Come on in, Micah. She hand-picked the lemons from
her really.
Lemon
Doesn't
tree.
She have some organic lemons or lemonade that she could offer the show?
Yeah, she probably does.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
So you want it to be Micah's life-changing lemonade?
No, I don't, but I mean...
You want to be a lemonade sidekick your whole life?
Or do you want to be your own lemonade maker?
You know, I thought maybe year three was the year where I,
you know what you
didn't
are?
Have to be elbow deep in a dish of lemonade.
You're Sammy Sosa with a cork bat. That's what you are right now.
He's right.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is, though? Okay, he gets the Country Time mix. He adds some sugar. Okay, all
right. Yeah, right.
But he gave us bottled lemonade.
Yeah, the pink is actually the yellow is Country Time and the pink is Minute Maid Light.
Minute Maid Light. I knew it had a weird taste.
It did.
That's
it was
why.
The aspartame. Yeah. I knew it.
Get out of here with that.
Dude, you're Brian Williams. You're bogus. You're fake news.
Good Lord. What do we do?
Fire him.
Do we take him off the lemonade committee?
Yeah. We'll get somebody else to make lemonade for us.
Well, who? We need a bunch by tomorrow.
I don't know.
I know. I don't have anybody else.
Kind of bluffing, actually.
I'll take care of the lemonade.
You've already taken care of
it. I mean, you don't.
Lemonade.
When it says pickles and lemonade, it doesn't say pickles and fresh-made lemonade.
Did you read the all-staff email that Seth very creatively crafted and sent out merely an hour ago that you were making life-changing lemonade?
Well, it has that name, but I'm just saying.
No, this didn't change my life. It changed my life because now I don't believe in anything.
Perception
is
reality.
I don't believe in Santa anymore. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny anymore. I don't believe in lesbians who don't hate men anymore. I don't believe in anything.
Did you think that you could sneak this by us, John? Because, we don't drink lemonade all the time.
Honestly,
we don't know.
You must think we're the dumbest idiots in the world to think that pre-bottled, pre-packaged crap was life-changing lemonade.
I didn't know exactly. I hadn't fully decided what I was going to do tomorrow for the actual lemonade I would serve people. But when it came to you guys trying it, just like last year after I worked on it for hours and you just buried it, I thought that at least for you tasting it, I would get you whatever.
Cool, bro.
You didn't think it was fresh squeezed lemonade, and then he told you that he filtered out all of the pulp and the
seeds. Yeah, I was initially, but I mean, I felt bad because I had called his integrity into question, and now I find out he doesn't have any integrity. Hi, it's 102.5 The Bones, Drew Garabo live. Who's this?
Hey, Drew, it's Raymond the Pool Guy.
Hey, Raymond the Pool Guy. How are things out there today?
Hot as, you know what? Hey, I have a picture to blow your mind from the Strawberry Festival when you go to all the lemonade stands.
Okay.
I have a photo of underneath the table of all the cans of Country Time powdered lemonade. If you give me your email address, I'll send it over.
Well, I mean, I could take your word. I think you really painted a vivid picture in your with your words, Raymond.
Are you saying you stand with John right now?
Wait, yeah, is that what you're saying? Like you're saying the best lemonade stands out there make fake lemonade?
I have proof picture. Yes, I'm on John's side on this one.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
What's your email, John? I'll send it to you.
No, he doesn't need to see it either. No one needs to see your stupid.
It's Lemonade Liar at Hotmail.
Okay, Lemonade Liar at Hotmail.
Fake Lemonade at Prodigy.com. Listen,
LRG.
Guy. All right, shut up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get out of here. No, I stand it. This is for the damn kids tomorrow.
I mean, it is for the kids, and I like that there's this thing, this life-changing lemonade thing that's being created, but you guys are being unreasonable. Like, you're saying whoever sits in this position...
Because we want honesty?
No, because you want handcrafted, fresh-squeezed lemonade that you can crap all over somebody's hard work. No, that's what you want.
No. You know what this is? This isn't lemonade. This is limonade. L-I-E.
Kids make this lemonade all the time, and it's good.
What lemonade?
Kids, I see it. That's where we got the idea. They do the lemonade stands.
Yeah, they're not squeezing it.
Oh, they most certainly are. You know, Lemonade for Libby, where they come in every year where they sell the lemonade. Libby's dad and I are good Twitter buddies now.
To help out the epilepsy, right?
And epilepsy, too. Yeah. It's even worse than epilepsy. This is such a friggin' lie.
We've
dude.
Been bamboozled.
It's not a lie. It's lemonade. It's not that big of a deal. I did what I thought would be best for you.
Who's in promotions right now that could make our lemonade for tomorrow?
Anybody?
Nobody.
You get Oliveira would probably make it for us. I bet Joe and Bone TV would make some genuine lemonade for us. I bet we could get anybody here who would make us real lemonade instead of fake lemonade. Faux lemonade.
When's the last time you made homemade lemonade at home?
I don't make homemade lemonade. I don't
exactly.
drink. I drink two things in this world, water and black coffee. That's all I make and that's all I drink. But when someone makes me what I think is genuine, legitimate, real handmade lemonade, and then I find out that it's a lie, a sham, a mockery, I get a little peeved. I'm a little miffed.
Well, I've been peeved for a year, so.
Clearly. So for a year, you've been planning on telling us that you're making lemonade and then giving us fake lemonade.
No, but for
a year, you're plotting and scheming to give us your bogus ersatz faux lemonade.
No, but for a year, I've been thinking about how ungrateful you guys were for the hard work that I put in to make what I thought was great lemonade.
We weren't ungrateful. We brought you back onto the show this year.
Oh, this isn't. Don't take it down that road.
What, I mean, that road is a legitimate road.
He is right. He is right. I'm right.
Well, I'm hoping that either way, lemonade wasn't going to affect my standing with you.
It wouldn't have if you had been honest.
Do you think the Chill Dildemar? Do you think the Chill Dildemar? Do you think that they're just taking a bunch of Mount Olive pickles or boar's head and they're just going to put them in their Chill Dill jars? No, they make their own pickles and they bring them here.
Or so they say.
Yeah, and they sell them for money and they have a business. Yeah,
now I'm going to be checking every jar for Vlasic written on. Hey, is there Vlasic anywhere on that container?
You know, John, you can make it up to us tomorrow night by working at the Mini Donut Factory.
Oh, no, he's got better things to do. He's going to see Martin Sexton drink some real lemonade. 727-579-1025. Dude, this is something else, man. I thought I had found my lemonade unicorn. What did this lady just say?
Oh, I don't know.
She sounds very mad about something. Young lady?
I got, like,
young lady.
Hello?
Hi, who are you?
I'm Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Like Crystal Light?
Similar, yeah, I suppose.
I'd drink some of that right now. It'd be better than that fake-ass lemonade.
Yes, you would.
Yes, I would. What's up?
So, I know this is odd. I never thought there were such a thing, but there are pink lemons, like lemons that have pink flesh.
Huh? Really?
I swear. I looked it up.
I believe in crystal light because I believe
so look it up,
in
I think
me.
You should make
that?
John go find them and make real pink lemonade out of the real pink lemons.
So this is like my dad telling me like there are birds called snipes, and to catch them, you have to go out in the woods and yell, snipe, snipe, snipe. Okay, I got you. There are no pink lemons, my dear. I see what you tried to do there, Crystal Light, but it is not happening.
Well, this aftertaste is atrocious.
It's just garbage. Just Minute Maid light. No offense to the Minute Maid people.
I'm going to send you a picture of a pink lemon.
Oh, great. I got a picture of the Strawberry Fest fake lemonade. You're sending me pink lemons? It was great. Somebody sent me a picture of Nessie somebody sent me a picture of Nessie being intimate with a Yeti right now.
And done deal.
I almost said the word. Thank you, Crystal, though. Appreciate you listening. You coming by for pickles and lemonade tomorrow? I'm sorry, pickles and fake lemonade?
Yes, I'll be there.
Good. Thank you very much.
We got a tweet from Brit So Much, who is a huge supporter of John Senning.
She loves John Senning.
It said, I would plant lemon trees and buy a juicer specifically for pickles and lemonade.
Okay, plant a tree then.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
I mean,
calling out his fans now.
Easy, Arbor Day.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what you want
from
me.
Why are you so mad? You're the one who tried to lie to us.
Because
you're the one who sprayed lemon juice in our eyes. Fake lemon juice in our eyes.
He's blaming us. Right. He's blaming us for just giving him an honest critique of the lemonade last year.
Oh, an honest critique.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you just say you're just nice. You know, sometimes you're just nice to people. Did you ever think of that? Like, this kid has been down there slaving over lemonade. It's not going to be the end of the world if it's a little sweet or it's a little tart. But no, you guys had to bury it then and you would have buried it today.
John, the thing is that we have to harshly critique your lemonade, because then if people don't like the lemonade, who do they call? They don't call you, they call the show.
It's for a charity. It's a thought. Pickles and lemonade are a thing. It's not like you come here for the grade A lemonade. You come to give to the kids.
Okay, someone's got $20 in their pocket and a $50 bill. They try lemonade. Lemonade's mediocre. Here's $20. They try life-changing, hand-squoze, hand-picked lemonade. They're going to go, oh my God. God, this lemonade is so authentic. Here's $70. I'm giving you the 50 and the 20 for Apple a Day. Now there's a kid without an iPad, and he's got cancer.
We get one bad Yelp review off this lemonade, John. We are finished.
Dude, we get one star, and all of a sudden, Manny gets pushed again. You want Manny to get pushed again in the kitchen because of your fake lemonade? You'll be with Chef Todd.
You know what? He's showing no remorse.
None.
I'm not showing
no
remorse.
He's so cocky and defiant about this whole thing.
I kind of like it.
I can't. I'm honestly like...
So what's the plan for tomorrow, John? Tell us what
you... No, you tell me.
I know. Instead of John's... I got it. Okay. This is a way. Right. Instead of John's life-changing lemonade, John's stolen valor lemonade.
Perfect.
There we go. And we put him in military garb. We give you a purple heart, and you stand there and you go, I served our country, and I made this lemonade. Neither of those are true.
John's out there on the front lines tomorrow, so, I mean, you know, you might take a beating from people that don't appreciate fake lemonade.
Like these guys right here. 727-579-1025.
I'm one of the people. Those are my people out there.
Fake people. Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Fake people. Hello, Drew Garaba Live. Who's this?
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. What's up, dude?
Not too much, man. How much lemonade do you guys need?
I don't know. How much you got?
As much as you want, man. I work for Boca over on Platt Street. We make killer fresh basil lemonade. Maybe I could help you guys out.
Oh. I love this guy. Look at he doesn't even work for us, and he's willing to sacrifice what you're not. This guy's great. Is this where I go Boca, and he goes Boca D's nuts or something? Am I walking into something here, sir?
This is legit. I won't be juvenile with you today. It's for the kids.
All right. Thank you. You can be juvenile and for the kids. So you have a local lemonade company?
I work for Boca over on Platt Street. We're a restaurant. We do an awesome fresh basil lemonade.
Fresh basil.
It's on our menu. Fresh basil, full-pressed lemon juice. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Hey, those servers are busy rolling silverware and doing side work anyway. We're not going to ask them to make us some lemonade, but thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We don't want their lemonade?
No.
Well, we don't want basil lemonade?
Be better than your fake lemonade.
It's real lemonade.
No, it's
you
not.
Just drank it.
No,
it is real.
I threw it away.
And you both liked it. That's what's crazy about this. You both drank it. You both said you liked it, and now I'm the bad guy.
We just ate the placebo. You know when a woman takes a placebo and then she starts bleeding out of her, well, you know what? It's because she thinks that she's taking a real pill or something. I don't know how that works.
Wow. Is that what just happened?
What? We took the placebo.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. We're the control group.
I think we should have taken that guy's lemonade, by the way, because he's not. I don't even know if John's going to make anything for tomorrow.
I don't care. I'd rather. That guy was all about getting his restaurant plugged. That's all he wanted. He plugged it twice in 20 seconds. I'm out of your game, mister. Hi, Drew Garaba Live. Who's this?
Hey, Drew. It's Kevin. How are you?
Kevin, great, man. Thank you. Well, I'm deceived, but I'm great. What's up?
You know, has anyone asked to see the hard copy of John's tickets for tomorrow night? I'm just curious. I mean, has anyone seen these?
It's a great question.
So what are you insinuating? You're saying that I'm going to say that I'm going to go to a concert and then just sit at home rather than...
Hubba-baloo?
Well, I heard that this was a... number one live show, and by listening to this guy strumming his guitar, doesn't sound too live.
Yeah, well, it's a we put the lie in live, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you. I'm glad you like that.
Are you really going to a concert tomorrow night?
Is there really a Martin Sexton?
Yes.
Are you ever going to try to deceive us again?
Oh, just got an email from Donut Daddy. He said tomorrow they're serving fritters and turnovers instead of actual donuts. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Evan.
What's up, dude?
I think John's juice just doesn't sound like it's worth the squeeze.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call.
Speaking of the juice, JoJo will be in here helping us out with the phones while Micah and John are
real juice, not fake.
While they're selling fake lemonade in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, we're down there in the heat, sweating, meeting the people, pressing the flesh.
Sure, yeah. And while you're doing that, if you'd like to cool off, just try some delicious fake lemonade. Wow, man.
Yeah. Okay.
It's cool.
I think we should get some lemonade from somebody.
Yeah, me too.
I'll take care of the lemonade, just like I did the past two.
Sure.
So,
yeah. I mean, you forfeited your chance.
Against your personal core belief. Even if I said that I was going to use Country Time lemonade, Country Time is not good enough.
I mean, if you had been honest about it, sure. If you had said, hey, listen, guys, I busted my balls last year trying to get you some lemonade. You didn't appreciate it. You made me feel like crap. This year, I'm just going to go Country Time. I'd go, okay.
Well, this is that moment.
Well, I mean, that moment is already gone. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You ever try to do that? It's very difficult.
And why would she call up here?
Who, Phoebe? Now you're mad at her?
I'm not.
All right, easy. You relax.
Call her a name.
She knows. She knows what good radio is.
Call her Benedict Arnold.
What do you want to call her?
I don't want to call her anything. I just don't know why she would feel the need to call up here during the show.
I don't know. Call me crazy. Her loyalty might be with Seth.
It is with me and good radio.
I didn't betray you guys.
How's that?
It's lemonade.
It's not lemonade. How did you not betray us? How is that not a betrayal? You lied to us.
You know we do. We have kids that we gave iPads to last year, Apple a Day kids. They're coming to help sell the lemonade, and now we have to tell them that it's all a lie.
Yeah. Let's not even have them come.
No, it's lemonade.
Let's not even have them come, and we'll just take the iPads back.
What are you going to tell little Riley, who we gave an iPad to last year, who is so grateful for the iPad that she's coming to help you guys sell lemonade? What are you going to tell her when you tell her it's fake, that it's from a bottle?
Go ahead.
I don't feel that I need to tell her anything.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
If there's a lemonade stand, like, do you need to know the details of how the lemonade was made? You drink the lemonade and you enjoy it.
No. If it says fresh squeezed lemonade, you have the reasonable expectation that it's going to be fresh squeezed lemonade.
We took this business model from the kids that sell the lemonade on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. And you think those kids are at home squeezing lemons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you'd be wrong.
Well, maybe so.
That's a lie that you believe.
We believed your lie.
So now you're calling all kids liars?
Yeah. I'm
just saying.
Lumping them into your universe of lies.
You have created this thing that doesn't really exist. Like you didn't need to critique my lemonade. We could have just called it life-changing lemonade. I could have been down there raising money for the kids, and now I'm a liar. I have no integrity because I didn't want to bust my ass and be buried.
Right. Instead of lemonade, let's call it lemonades, because that's what you gave us.
Oh boy.
You gave us lemonades. And there's no cure for it.
Is that what the aftertaste was?
Yeah. The aftertaste is HIV. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. With whom am I speaking today?
This is Rob.
Hi, Rob. What's up?
Hey, honestly, I don't think we should be drinking John Jones lemonade anyway. It's been a bunch of kids walking around.
John Jones, that's good.
With a cold store on their face, and I just don't think it's right.
Thank you. What's interesting, he made a reference to the Reverend Jim Jones. That'll get you to stop saying drinking the Kool-Aid if you watch the footage of those families dying. I never, because, you know, you always say it like, oh, stop drinking the Kool-Aid, and you'd say it very casually. But then when you watch documentaries and you see them all lining up and how they believe this freak and how he convinced them that he was a Messiah and then he got them to drink, then you see the corpses. I stopped saying that until now. Now I drank the Kool-Aid, and it's terrible. It's rotting out my insides. I'm good, though, man. It's cool. Thank you. I know, and I now know where I stand with you. I thought we had something based on honesty. We're not peg bros anymore.
Well, you don't really have a say in that. I mean, you're not.
No, I do.
It just, you guys have to be peg bros.
I'm a peg bro. Nope, he's taking a cucumber.
He just raised his eyebrows. Yep.
Wow, man.
So we got to figure out what we want to do tomorrow. I guess we could just figure out
Let's just cancel it.
Get out of here.
I will take care of the lemonade. I am taking care of the lemonade.
Oh, I believe you, John.
Fresh squeezed?
Yeah. I mean, I can we agree on a hybrid?
A hybrid?
Yeah, like
wait,
maybe
limeade?
I put a little. I put a decent amount of fresh squeezed lemon juice with some Country Time.
I don't know.
I'm not in the food service industry. Okay.
Clearly.
I those days are behind me. Uh-huh. I shouldn't be.
We're not. We're here to help raise money for Apple a Day,
and
John.
And I have taken on making the lemonade.
What's the draw of, hey, we've got Country Time lemonade that John added some water
to?
Hey,
here's lemonade. That's all you say.
So you're saying the pickles are the draw tomorrow because you have fake lemonade, so the pickles are what's
because of this
in.
Moment that you wanted to have, yes.
This moment.
You're lucky I didn't make you have Mushroom Head try your lemonade.
Oh, my God.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.